listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at CFRC.ca. My name is Tommy. This is Dark Side Platoon. And I got to say, I apologize for not being here or not having an episode for last week. Whatever bug is going around Queens right now, I got. And let me tell you, that was not a normal cold, okay? I don't know what it was. I was posed up thinking I had mono for like a solid day because my lymph nodes were so swollen. I was like, this never happens when I get like a sore throat or a runny nose. So I don't know what that was. That was some biocide building engineered cold, but I am over it. It's actually really funny. I was feeling really, really sick. Like this past weekend, I was really sick. And Saturday night, I went to my friend Danny's party. Shout out to Danny. And I said, you know, you're doing regular, normal party things at the party. You're having fun. You're listening to music. You're dancing around. You're doing things that you probably shouldn't do while you're sick. But then I went home and I went to bed and I woke up the next morning and I was cured. It was like instant miracle. Like I had been feeling so awful that day, and then I went to bed and I woke up and I was like, I actually feel like a regular human being again. So I don't know what happened, but that was pretty awesome. But yeah, so I think, you know, the weather's getting colder out. If someone listening to this is probably sick right now, and for that I gotta say I'm so sorry. Go to a party and see if that fixes anything. But it is freezing out today. And because it is freezing out, or it's not freezing, I mean, there's no snow, I'm just being overdramatic, but because it's freezing, now I'm finally like, okay, this is fall. This is the Canadian fall that I'm used to. It's time to go into fall music mode, and fall music mode, to me, is post-punk. Like, automatically, post-punk anything is so fall because it's getting colder. It's kind of melancholy. It's gloomy out. And I think that song that we started with, that was New Order with Allegia. Such a good instrumental. I mean, you can't expect anything less from New Order. But I think that really set the tone because it's almost like the song feels cold, if that makes sense. So yeah, that's the theme for today. Post-punk. I like to call it fringe goth because it's not necessarily goth. Like, it's not, I don't know, Christian death or kind of the more heavier goth stuff. But I think it's like whimsa goth, fringe goth territory. And this first song that we're listening to is actually a really great example of that. One of my favorite songs of all time. Just such a good band, such an underrated 80s band, underrated post-punk. Yeah, so good. So first up, here is Away by the Bolshoi.
Home and down the shop. Thank you.
That was Stardust by An April March, Canadian band. Just so whimsigoth. I've played them on the show before, but they kind of fit within whatever genre you might want to call, like, the Cocteau Twins or Strawberry Switchblade, who are just so, you can't go wrong, especially in fall, especially when it's cold outside, so ethereal. And before that, we listened to Away by the Bolshoi, kind of one of my favorite songs of all time, I'm not going to lie to you. So good. And I think they're, like, really, really underplayed in terms of the kind of 80s goth scene, or 80s UK goth, if you will. Coming up next, we have more Canadian. So in April March, a Canadian. And we actually have a new Canadian track. This is Mur, or M-U-R, by Preoccupations.
Flames where the dead lay, you'll start to feel the same. So you patiently wait to dissipate and evaporate into the atmosphere. We'll be right back.
feel so strong, but I just wanna break down and cry. God, I feel so strong, but I just wanna break down and cry.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
That was Blood Brother by The Mission. Don't even get me started about The Mission. Actually, that entire album, God's Own Medicine, one of my favorite albums of all time. And if you don't know, The Mission kind of split off from the Sisters of Mercy, and I also love the Sisters of Mercy. So you can kind of see where my music taste lies, I guess. And before that, we listened to Myrrh by Preoccupations. That's new, fresh, new. I want to say it was released like a week ago or week or two ago. So good. I just love hearing that post-punk sound, especially like in modern times. I don't know. I always talk about this, but I just think you can't go wrong with it's almost like a kaleidoscope of sound that goes into post-punk, especially in bands like Preoccupations, where it's like it just amalgamates into this one kind of standard sound that's so different from everything else, if that makes sense. I'm kind of just rambling, but you get what I mean. Coming up next, we have more Canadian. You probably know this band. This is Let the Bells Ring by The Organ.
Attention, and the night holds so. Hello and welcome to Salt Licht in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. This is Tommy. This is Dark Side of the Tune. If you're just joining us, welcome. If you've been listening along, welcome back. Today, we are getting post-punk with it. And now, I mean, post-punk, I already talked about this earlier this episode, but post-punk is such a broad definition, and I feel like it's often misconstrued as kind of like encompassing one singular sound, when really it's not. It's more of a time frame or a music movement than it is a genre, I would say, but that's just me being pretentious. So I guess a better phrase for what we're listening to this episode would be what I call fringe goth. It's not goth because we're not necessarily gloomy enough or loud enough, but it is, it's almost there. It's like, it's what goths listen to when they're having a good day, I guess. I say this as someone who is a former god. I don't know how you want to describe that. But yeah, we just listened to Strawberry Switchblade. So good. Just so underappreciated. Once again, in the 80s UK goth scene, and I think it's especially because it's just two women. I mean, I don't think. I know that's why they're underappreciated. But Strawberry Switchblade are so good, and they're so unique. Like, if you need to go look up the way that those women dressed, because it is so cool. I love it. Coming up next, we have more. This is kind of like, I've definitely played this song on the episode before because I love this song. But it never gets old, and it suits the weather outside so well today. It's so like haunting, and it's just cold, if you will. So here is Swamp Thing by The Chameleons.
We'll be right back.
That was It's You I'm Thinking Of by Sally Dia. And formal apology to Sally Dia. I've played that song on the show before last year because it's such a good song. And I really butchered the pronunciation of her name because it's spelled D-I-G-E. But now I know it's Dia. Which is so, I don't even know how I was saying it. Let bygones be bygones, okay? I was mispronouncing that pretty badly. But yeah, that was It's You I'm Thinking Of by Sally Dia. And before that, we had Swamp Thing by The Chameleons. Both, we're hitting, I'm not going to use the word vibe because I know some people get very pissy about using the word vibe in describing music, but we're hitting a very specific tone or mood today. I like to think, at least in terms of the songs that I'm playing. So autumn, and we're coming up to the end of the show, so we have two more songs. First up, we'll be listening to the new track from Traitors. This is their first new track in a while. Traitors are Canadian out of Toronto. So good. Like, I would say they're kind of up there in the Canadian goth scene, up there in terms of like most well known, like who's doing, you know, what's big in the Canadian goth scene right now. Traitors are up there. And then to finish us off, I know I said we're doing fringe goth, and I know I already played The Mission, but I needed to put in a Sisters of Mercy song. You understand, okay? You people know me by now, and I have to listen. I have to put in a Sisters of Mercy song whenever I can. So first up, here is Burn in Heaven by Traitors, and then to finish us off, we will be listening to Driven Like the Snow by the Sisters of Mercy.
Someone that I can't see. bitter. Hard-hitting rivalries in the OUA takes center stage on Saturday, October 18th as the Queens Gales host the Windsor Lancers in a homecoming clash. Can the Gales close out the 2025 regular season with their biggest win to date? Or will the Lancers avenge last season's heartbreaking playoff defeat? Two of Ontario's best do battle for pride, for glory, and for playoff position. Gales versus Lancers. Everything to prove. Everything to lose. Catch it all on CFRC 101.9 FM. We go live at 12:45 with the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff.
Hey, this is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Что такое советская власть? В чем заключается сущность этой новой власти, которой...